the garment of praise, for the spirit of heaviness, lift up your voice to God. Praise with the spirit and with understanding, O magnify the Lord. All ye that mourn in Zion, I have authority to appoint unto you in Zion horn of joy that will set you free. Put on the garment of praise, for the spirit of heaviness, lift up your voice to God. Praise with the spirit and with understanding, O magnify the Lord. Sing to the Lord, alleluia. Worship and praise our God. Praise and adore him, bow down before him, O magnify the Lord. Put on the garment of praise, for the spirit of heaviness, lift up your voice to God. Praise with the spirit and with understanding, O magnify the Lord.
Good morning, folks. It's great to be here with you. I'm going to ask Brother Joe to come up and lead us in an opening prayer.
Put on the garment of praise and magnify the Lord. And that's why we're here this morning. Shall we stand to pray together? Our loving Father, Lord, again as we stand before you here this morning, we stand in awe again of your greatness, of your goodness, and of your renewed mercy again this morning. And we thank you for the many exceeding great and precious promises that you have given to us as your children. And Lord, as we worship you together here this morning, we just desire to lift up your name and to give you honor and praise and thanksgiving. That this would not only be a worship of words, but also a worship of our heart and of our lives as we walk in accordance to your will for us. And Lord, this morning, as this group shares what they have prepared and planned for us, I just pray that your Holy Spirit would move in them and through them and to us and bring us this message that will build us up and will edify us and will bless us again today. And may your name receive all the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise thou the Lord, O my soul, sing praises. Him let me bless in life and death. All through my days his praise love amazes. Him let me praise with every breath, who life and light hath given to me. Bless, O my soul, eternally. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise, O ye people, his name all glorious, him who in heaven and earth doth reign, all that hath life and breath sound a chorus, singing his praise with glad refrain, ye children of our holy God, Father and Son and Spirit.
about God and that he lives forever. This year when I was reading the Easter story, it struck me in a new way how Mary, she was sad, she was crying, and she went to the tomb to find Jesus. And when she thought he was the caretaker in the garden, and she said, just tell me, where have you put my Lord? And when he said, Mary, instantly she knew it was Jesus. And I want that connection with my Father, that I can hear him anytime, any day, and I just want to praise God for the chance to sing about his resurrection.
This next song asks some very poignant questions about why did Jesus do what he did? And so,
in agony.
go also
to the garden
where he conquers death forever. Bow down in praise and worship on this glorious Easter day.
Strikes me a little bit more every time. The contrast between lost humanity and the victory that Christ brought to earth through the resurrection. And that is such a blessing to me to realize that, because without that, mankind, humankind, was lost forever. And God provided a way out of that. And Jesus was willing to come and to be sacrificed and rise again for every one of us.
I invite you to join us on the first verse, and we'll take it from there. Lift your glad voice.
Lift your glad voice as in triumph on God, for Jesus hath risen, and man shall not die. Vain were the terrors that gathered around him, and short the dominion of death and the grave.
He bursts from the fetters
of darkness.
Angels on high,
the Savior.
This song caught my imagination a little bit, and try to follow me on this if you can't understand. But it's the next song is Christ is Arisen, and I had to think back when there was way back first century, just after Christ died, and you were a follower of Christ. Maybe you understood part of his message, maybe you didn't, but you thought he was a man, and he died. And your hopes are dashed. You don't have anything. You're living. You were living in despair before he showed up, anyways. And you don't have anything to put your hope in anymore. You lost your hope in God. You lost your hope in Jesus Christ. And then Mary or somebody walks into the little village where you're at and says, "Christ is arisen from the dead." And you hear that, and you're like, "Wow, he is." And so. There's no radio or telephone or newspaper, anything to spread the word. So you turn around to the next person and shout it out, "Christ is arisen from the dead." And they're just as overjoyed as you are. And that's how the word of God spread. And that's how the news of his resurrection spread. And I just, it's when we sing this song, it kind of makes me think about that we can kind of, we can spread his, the hope in Christ the same way. And I hope you enjoy the song in that way.
Christ is arisen from the dead.
Christ is arisen from the dead. Hallelujah.
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 Christ of the church, the living
Christ of the church, the living flesh.
Easter. its shelter's attested to.
It cares for the blind, the lame,
it cares for the blind, the lame,
the orphan child,
the child,
the child.
Sounds nice, and it's something we all want. We want a light for our path. We want God's blessing and His love upon us. But when it really gets down to what we need to do in order to be able to experience that, that's sometimes what gives us pause. And this song is an attempt to describe the joy that comes from giving yourself up to that and allowing God to lead us.
See ya.
We are singing with the joy of God. are singing with the joy of God. We are singing with the joy of God. We are singing, singing, we are singing, singing, we are singing with the joy of God. We are singing, singing, we are singing, singing, we are singing with the joy of God.
A shining light. to the peoples of the earth, till the whole world sees the glory of your name. May your pure light shine through us. May we bring a word of hope to the nations, a word of life to the peoples of the earth, till the whole world knows their salvation through your name. May your mercy flow through us. May we sing a song of joy to the nations, a song of praise to the peoples of the earth, till the whole world breathes with the praises of your name. May your song be sung through us. May your song be sung through us.
I really like the next song we're singing. We've been singing about how as we walk with God, we have joy and we can live in His love. And the next song is Take Down My Hand, O Father. And as we are living with God, we know no matter where He calls us or what He calls us to do, He is there taking our hand and He is right with us, helping us along.
Every thought rebellious from me. glorious morning I shall see. I shall know my Redeemer when I reach the other side, and his smile will be the first to welcome me. I shall know him, and redeemed by his side I shall stand.
I shall know him
by the print of the nails in his hand.
Oh, the soul thrilling rapture when I view his blessed face, and the luster of his kindly beaming eye. How my full heart will praise him for the mercy, love, and grace that prepared for me a mansion in the sky.
I shall know him, and redeemed by his side I shall stand.
I shall know him
by the print of the nails in his hand. Oh, the dear ones in glory, how they beckon me to come, and our parting at the river I recall. To the sweet bells of Eden they will sing my welcome home, but I long to meet my Savior first of all. Through the gates to the city, in a robe of spotless white, he will lead me where no tears will ever fall. In the glad song of ages I shall mingle with delight, but I long to meet my Savior first of all. I shall know him, and redeemed by his side I shall stand.
Shall be revealed in us.
Whoa.